input quite yet at this time.
Nope, thank you.
See how these things work. Decisions and amendments on bylaws.
I put that on there because at the select board meeting, I stayed after and talked to the select board for a few minutes, and they said that we can amend any of the bylaws as long as we agree to a group, then they have to approve them, and we have to talk to the select board about approving those bylaws. I put that there because I just wanted to have a little brief discussion on making it a right now it's a 3 to 5 person committee, but maybe making it a 3 to 7 person committee. We've had a lot of interest in people wanting to sign up to join the committee. We have Jeremy O'Neill that has sent in an email to the select board to join. Liza Jones has put in an email to join. Has Ryan done it yet, or he's thinking about still?
He's thinking about it, as am I.
Okay.
As am I.
I will say that they told me that they won't appoint, even with Jeremy and Liza, they won't appoint anyone onto the committee until the select board meeting.
Yep.
So I know Bryce Niles also was going to send an email to join. Heather Clark wanted to put in an email to join.
Sounds like that's quite a bit. At least to diversify in the sports, like you're saying.
Well, I know that's and that's going to be a lot more members signing up than what positions that we have available.
Yep.
Right.
That's good, though, too.
No, it is. No, it is. Right now, we have 4 members. So with me stepping off the committee, that will leave 2 vacant spots. If we do amend, or if we do agree, or the discussion, if we make 2 more spots available for the amendment for having 7 instead of 5, then that would make 4 available spots with me stepping off it. And it's just a discussion. It's just, you know.
And it still goes to the part of majority of vote. So
correct.
If 5 show up, 2 don't, you can still get something.
You just have to have half.
Right.
The more. Yeah.
Half or more.
It should be 7, and then we're gonna have
4. And I want to say that I'll have to ask the town clerk, or the committee will have to ask the town clerk. The only thing is it says 3 to 5 right now. I don't know by making it 7 if that's gonna make it like a 5 to 7 committee, or if it could stay 3 to 7.
I doubt it should stay 3 because you can't do a vote with 3. You don't have a majority.
Yeah. But the way that wording is, say you only have 3 people that have signed up and all those other spots are vacant. Say in like 3 or 4 years from now, there's only 3 people on the committee. That's still
considered still have a majority.
2 out of 1.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Like if we're a 5-member board now.
We have to have 3 votes.
Yeah,
correct.
How you going?
There's a chair right behind that door.
Hi, Bryce.
Hi.
Hi.
I mean, if it gets to the point, too, where if people really want to be part of the committee, I mean, I'm all about, like your dad, I'm all about showing up and helping anyways. Even if I'm not on the committee, it'll be like I'm on the committee. So
I'm not under any impression that we appoint people anyway.
Correct.
We don't.
Right.
Correct. So sales pitches are great, but it wouldn't be to us that you give them to. It would be
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
For some
but
reason,
I'm willing.
Yeah.
I mean, with all this interest, Dan and I are only on it together. One that I don't know if the select board normally appointing 2 people in the same household on a committee. That's normally not seen. I think this just happened to be because there wasn't
enough
members.
I mean, when we tried to join, there was only Wayne. And Wayne was in Afghanistan.
Right.
So.
Well, I know from other committees that I'm on. That where husband and wife have applied, they've denied one of them because of the same household. So I don't know if that's going to be true for the sports committee.
I will say it probably will be by talking to the town clerk. And then that might be something you guys want to approach them before town meeting. And whoever you decide, if one of you want to stay on, you'd go to them before they make their judgment without by themselves and just say, hey, if it comes down to one of us getting... vetoed off, I want to be the one that gets vetoed off.
Well, I'll just let the select board
right.
know if they
right.
have this many people signing up, I'll step down.
Correct.
That, you know, fresh blood or whatever.
Well, and that's just I wanted to let you know, to let them know before town meeting day,
yeah,
that's I'll your opinion or your option or your decision, because they might say, come to it and just be like, oh, Dan. And when you're like, well, no, I wanted to after the fact. That
yeah.
kind of deal.
Well, I let them know that so far all of us stand on being reappointed, because that's
yep.
what that stood at. But I'll definitely let them know.
Okay.
I'll put that in here.
The only reason I brought that up, too, is because I have three daughters. And, I mean, Nick knows I got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an 8-month-old. So, I mean.
You're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it's, I mean, yeah. you guys got a bunch of, like, 3rd, 4th graders, you know. I
got time enough to join, stop, and join again.
Yeah,
right.
exactly. So, I mean, they're all girls. I'm the exact opposite of him.
Yeah.
So, I got 3 girls. So, but, like, even if for some reason, I mean, I'll be there to help out, you know, stuff like that. So.
And that'll be, awesome. Like, that same thing, like, if it gets to a point where you might want to reach out to them and just say,
yeah.
hey, since I put that email in, if you guys do have more interest and there isn't
yeah.
available spots, I'm willing to... not be appointed on the committee if there are other people
right.
that are interested.
Yeah,
well, you can still be part of all the committee and everything. They,
right.
Just when it comes to the vote,
yeah, yeah.
it's
yep.
And that's my plan. That's
yeah.
kind of what I'm doing, is kind of stepping back,
yeah,
and then focus on other things in the spring, and then
yeah.
still volunteer when I can, soccer, basketball.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you want to run baseball? You can still run baseball.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
have to be part of the committee to run
like
baseball.
Steve's already on top of me.
Yeah.
Oh, is
he?
I know
he is.
I know
he
is.
He's Facebooking it all. He's
he
like,
said
he
was.
You see when you store that?
Yeah.
Like, he goes, I need somebody who knows how to do some baseball stuff. You're there.
I know Ryan's a big baseball guy, too.
Yeah.
So, like, that, it's nice to have a couple new members that are all about, like, baseball.
Yeah.
I know in the past few years, it's kind of hard. We haven't had, like, one person doing one sport
yeah.
that's passionate about that one sport.
Yeah. Yeah, usually basketball and baseball are my kind of like thing, just because I don't know anything about soccer. So, I mean, I never played it or nothing, but played college basketball and then baseball, so it's one of those deals. So.
I'd like to be more involved, but my schedule is hit or miss, so
yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to be around or if I'm, so.
I would love to see that be like pinpointed, like, you know, this is the soccer person who kind of coordinates
yeah.
and like a liaison goes back, this
right.
is the baseball, this is the basketball, so then it's kind
yeah.
of like one hub and spoke instead of 5 different people trying to coordinate 5 different things, or one person trying to coordinate 5 different things. It's like delegation. And
so I think the more people on the committee would be a bonus for that reason.
I don't think the members would have, like, I don't see a benefit to...
Sorry, I thought it was just keeping them engaged longer. You know, instead of just being a coach here or there once in a while, it keeps us pretty well engaged, right? Being on the committee, so... In the sports and everything like that.
Well,
so
well,
helping out, doing things like that. So I just think a few more on the committee from 5
yeah.
to 7.
Well, and
it
makes
just
it,
help
it,
the engagement.
In my opinion, too, it makes it where you can't get 2 people to show up, then having 5 there because 2 couldn't make it would be better than having 5 there and having 2 couldn't make it. Now you got 3 making a decision.
I don't think we've had a situation where 2 of us haven't ever been.
No, but I mean, just
yeah.
just in general, like I just feel like if there's willing more people to volunteer, like I said, it's nothing. It's just a discussion. Like I said, I'm stepping down, so it's not my vote or anything. It's just general.
And I'm happy to step down too, which then leaves 3 new spots for the select board to fill.
Yeah.
And then if other people want in, people are going to be switching out. Terms are coming up. I'm worried about a board that's too big is a board that's not sustainable. And then a board that's not sustainable is not being effective.
But I think for sustainable wise, if it reads 3 to 7, then it doesn't matter if you have 7. Like, you can have 4 people on the committee like we do now, even though it reads to 5. So if it says you can fit 7, but we have 4 people, then you're still going to have a board no matter what. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be 7 people on that board. It just gives it more.
Gives you more options for future.
Just in case.
Yeah.
But.
So you're saying if only 3 people show up and they want to vote on something, the two people can vote. It doesn't have to be four. It doesn't have to be majority of the.
I mean,
of
it kind
the,
of
the board.
Majority of seven.
Yeah,
majority.
That's what I'm saying. You have to have. You're gonna have to have four people there.
Yeah, but if you only have four on the committee, that's it.
That's it.
Then
that's
it's only three.
Spots. Then that's
right.
Three.
That's the majority.
Right.
Of the committee.
Right. You don't have to have, like, if there's seven available spots, but there's only four people on the board. It's that.
I think much more than any issue of not having any of us show up to meetings has been more of a scheduling and locking in times, which then gets more complicated between seven than it does between five.
Yeah.
I think you're right on that one.
That can get pretty messy. And I think wanting people, not being part of the committee doesn't mean you're not able to volunteer, not able to give feedback, not able to participate in these meetings. So I don't see a huge difference. I think if anything, it creates sustainability of like, I'm waiting for my turn. Like, you know how many people have waited for the select board position?
Right.
So I think that keeps people engaged because they're like, my time's coming. This is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to change
things. Be
like
me in like a year or two or something like that. Mm-hmm. If you guys got third, fourth graders coming up through, and I got my daughter will be in kindergarten next year or first grade.
Well, and these three have fifth.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, after next year, it's...
Then eventually, like, I pop on, or, you know, maybe we got other guys that are popping on because maybe we're falling off. Or
I got a kindergartner,
you understand what's
third
going
grader.
On, you know.
Yeah.
Because that was my idea, was to step back, because I got a kindergartner. I got a third grader. So if I needed to step back, still volunteer, have other people come in and join... In 3-4 years from now, when there's open spots and we can't fill them, then I'm more than happy to step back up.
Yeah.
Especially if I know we got some other guys that are willing to run a sport and I can run a different sport, then it's a lot more weight off my shoulders.
Because I plan on coaching or help coaching baseball too.
Majors.
You talked about that. You know, just whatever I can help with. You know what I mean? Like,
you got T-ball, brother.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You said volunteer, you got it. It's all you.
Signed up.
And it's on the minutes.
I'll probably have two people on T-ball, you know, like.
I will say the younger kids is nice because it's not little league. Like, when you fall into minors or majors, there's a lot more guidelines, a lot more strict rules you have to follow. Coach pitch and T-ball, it's just out there playing with the kids and stuff like that. Yep.
Yeah, I coached Cambridge this year, T-ball. So it's just because my daughter was going to Cambridge or was going to go to Cambridge, but then.
Yeah.
And we ended up moving to Eden, so.
Well, thank you for that.
She still played.
Exactly. Good move.
So, yeah. Well, like I said, that's a decision that can come down later on the road. That's going to be something that needs to be talked to about the select board and the committee members at that time, which I would suggest probably that shouldn't be. Would come back once the select board appoints people and town meeting's over with. They can make that decision.
So the select board changes the bylaws, or the sports committee changes?
We
no,
change.
We can vote to try to change it. They have
and,
to approve.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
I thought that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think that we can make
no,
this
we
decision
can
anyway.
No.
They have to.
No,
approve.
They told me that the select board meeting that we can amend it, but then it goes to them after, and then they gotta sign it if they approve it. It's kind of like you make the law and they veto it or they sign it.
Right.
Yeah.
And how does it work, like, when you, like, have a committee, you get, people get appointed, like, once a year at town meeting?
Correct.
And but you can leave at any time?
So, no, it says in the bylaws that you have to stay on for 2 years. Once you apply for the committee, you got to be on for 2 years, and then you're only allowed in the bylaws to serve up to 5 years. But once again, that's like another one of those where it's like, if there ain't nobody signing up, then they ain't going to boot you off if you're willing to be here for 6 or 7. It's pretty much to get it where you're not just staying on the board and someone else wants to join.
Right.
Like, they're like, well, what the heck? That guy's been here for 8 years. I want to have it. Go at this. I got kids that are in here. I want to have some decisions.
Well, I think most people are reasonable. Like, I would be willing to step down if people want to join. It's what makes sense.
Yeah.
Say if you signed up for like the 2 years, I think what you were going for, the 2 years, if you're like somewhere along the way, if it didn't happen, you know what I mean? Like, you couldn't be there.
If it's a year, you ain't gonna, serve no prison time. You just talk to them, and there's probably someone willing to step up. And like I said, there's a couple of us that are going to be around for a while. I step down, I can always join back up to help if it's needed. But we've been running a 5-board number before, so.
They should find their own replacement.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the reason. You got to step down, you got to find your own replacement.
Yeah.
The only reason I asked that.
Before your term is done.
The only reason I asked that.
So
was
I was letting
the
them.
I
let them
sometimes
know.
I don't know
there's
what
other
time
people
I'm
that
work.
That
you
are
know
trying
I mean,
to
might
get
be
us,
work
trying that have applied
so
for a spot. So what you
like,
do is you send an email to
I mean,
the town
to be honest,
clerk
Nick
asked and just
me
say,
"What worked good for me?"
My name is Bryce Miles. I'm an Eden resident. I have kids that go to Eden. I would like to join the sports committee and help make decisions. That's all you gotta send. They look at it at town meeting and say, "Okay, Bryce is now on the committee."
That's what I was
you just gotta get that email in before town meeting day. Which
okay,
is the first
feel,
Tuesday.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
let
yeah,
it stress
yeah.
you out, ruin your life, or anything like that. Do not apply that much pressure to this. It'll all get figured out, definitely. Baseball.
Don't forget it's volunteer. It's not
right.
prison.
Yeah.
We're just parents who care about kids playing sports.
That's it.
Baseball registration and blue sombrero. So that information, Ashley has assured us that it does not cost us any money. We know from previously signing up that there is a $3 extra fee that we're going to have to choose to either eat or pass along to parents or discuss on what we want to do. That does not need to be decided upon to move forward. All we have
right.
to do right now is agree that we are going to sign up for it, and I will send the email to Melissa for her to put in for the bank account information, which, by the way, I think it still might be a holdup because I think Melissa then has to get permission from the select board because they run the bank. Like, they have to give Melissa permission to then put in the bank account information because we don't have a bank account. It's not like a sports committee.
But I think it is. I think ours is an ENU sports committee bank account that she just...
That she just puts the money in separately?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely our account.
Okay.
She has our
do you
own
know when you do
the
folder. Pay? Do you know if when you do the pay orders, like, does the select board have
nope.
to approve that? Okay,
nope.
So then maybe that we'll be able to.
We can, yeah, we can all decide. Yes, this is what we want to do, and Melissa will just she pays for the funds after our, what we agree on. So.
Well, I think it makes the most sense for a while to be part of the
embrace
club.
It.
So the way it
yeah.
works is,
I make a motion that we are.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Joined.
Sorry, let me.
So
just
Blue Sombrero is an app that. The Lamoille County Little League has sent out to every town in Lamoille that we all have to sign up if we want to be a part of Lamoille County Little League. This isn't coming from Lamoille County Little League Commission. This is coming from the Little League Commission. So the Little League is saying, you guys have to do this, and Lamoille County Little League is implementing it. So for all of us, for the kids to be able to play Little League, Eden has to come up with the Blue Sombrero app, which is registration. So instead of like me sending out something that Caitlin has done a document for, this will be an app that parents will go on and sign up their kids, and then that information gets sent to the Little League Commission.
Registration.
And that way, Eric, who is the president, sees a list of all the kids for each town, which he will be able to see. Eden only had 5 kids sign up. We're going to take those 5 kids and put them with this team, and we'll let the parents know. If they don't want to do that, they don't have to, but this is how it's going to work so we can set up the team to make it so we have teams for kids to be able to play.
Okay, Dan, do you have a motion?
I make a motion that we accept and abide by the Blue Sombrero.
I'll second that.
To commit to Blue Sombrero?
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
So Melissa did tell me too, when we make a motion, that's your vote. So if you say, I motion to do the Blue Sombrero, that's you saying aye. And then whoever seconds it.
That is
it,
really good to know.
Yes, and whoever seconds it, that's an aye. So the all in favor would be the other 2 or 3 people that have not voted would say aye. That's what she told me the other day.
Good.
Voter fraud.
Baseball equipment.
We're gonna need all new equipment for majors, minors, coach pitch, and softball, T-ball. We're going to need it for softball, too, if we get enough kids registered to sign up. What I mean by new equipment, we're going to need catcher's gear for each team, except for T-ball. We're going to need all new baseballs. We need a bunch of chalk for lines.
We might have to rent some equipment, too. Didn't we have to rent, like, a compactor or something last year?
Hopefully it's good this year.
But I think
that was the field.
But I will say,
trying to roll it.
Well, I think that's something that you guys will still have to vote on to get the equipment to do the field. I don't think that's considered the baseball equipment.
Sorry, I just put all new baseballs.
That depends on if we need to get a softball field ready this year or not.
Yeah.
That's what
that side was looking better though.
That's gonna be a big one if we do.
Do we have? I won't distract it. Okay. All new baseballs. What else do we got? All new equipment for majors, minors, coach pitch and softball, catcher's gear for each team except T-ball, and new baseballs.
Chalk line.
Softballs.
A line sprayer.
We got a liner. That one's good. That's not the spray. We need a sprayer for the paint for the field.
For the field, yes.
But we don't need a chalk liner.
Oh, okay.
The chalk liner is good. That's
okay.
Totally fine.
Okay.
The sprayer, that's the one that I have the vice grips on the wheels.
And the sprayer.
Uniforms. What we've done in the past for T-ball and coach pitch is we've always just made T-shirts.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
But once again, like, we won't know exactly what we need for uniforms until registrations come in to see what kind of teams we have. Which is a good thing about the Blue Sombrero is that they want us to have this implemented and the registrations to be done in March. So then that way we have April going into the beginning of May before the season starts to get that the uniforms and stuff made.
Bleachers.
So I put bleachers on there. I know we've discussed about getting bleachers. The town brought it up to me that we should contact the North Supervisory Union about them purchasing the bleachers and us paying them, reimbursing them for them. So that way, they're liable since it's school property.
Okay.
I don't know how you guys feel about that, but that's just what the select board brought up to me when I stayed after. They just said that it's technically Eden's Field, which is owned by the North Supervisory Union. And if something happens where something happens on a bleacher or happens or whatever, that it's not so much they have insurance. So then they're the ones that can cover
liability.
Under the liability for the insurance. So someone will have to reach out to one of the supervisory union members and ask them if that's something they'd be willing to do.
Did you have a name?
I don't.
Okay, that's fine.
And that goes with dugouts too. We cannot build any dugouts or anything on that property without permission from the supervisory
union. I can contact someone.
Yeah, well,
which I would be like the same thing. They purchase it, you pay them back, so then they're reliable for any injuries or anything that happens with those.
Betsy might have a good idea too on who to get in touch with about it.
I wouldn't wait for that response. I would reach out to someone first.
I think you can even just go right on Facebook or go right on Google it, North Supervisor Union, and it should have all the members listed right on there.
I think, Christina, you'd already gone to the select board meeting to ask about the dugouts, and they told you that you needed to contact the district then, so I would find out from, Dylan's in charge of everything up there, right, for properties?
For property, right, yeah.
Okay.
Dylan the flame?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, assigned position.
So that's going to have to take place after the select board meeting. So that's something that once the select board meeting happens and they appoint people to the committee then has to appoint it's not a chairman, it's a coordinator, vice coordinator, treasurer, secretary, equipment manager.
Coordinator.
Co-coordinator, sorry, not vice coordinator. Yeah. And when those, I put that on there because when those positions are assigned, it's going to be the responsibility of, like, the treasurer is the one that's going to deal with all the finances.
Right, we've never had a, yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that would be good because, that, like I said, that will relieve a lot of pressure on just one or two members.
Did you say secretary?
Yeah. Okay. There's five of them, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Got it. And you said this has to happen after a town meeting day?
Yes.
It makes sense that way if somebody new gets elected on.
And then once I step down, which will be after this meeting, the co-coordinator takes on the responsibilities of the coordinator. So it's like president, vice president. President goes, it's the vice president's responsibility.
Okay.
I think we've kind of discussed the new member discussion. I touched base with you when you walked in about emailing people. We got some people that are starting to flow in about joining the committee.
Yep.
Resignation and transition.
Which is just me saying thank you guys for allowing me to help out and doing this, but I ain't gonna go nowhere. The transition is whenever you guys need anything, just give me a holler. I'm more than happy to answer a question anytime. If it's 10 o'clock at night, you shoot me a Facebook message or a text, more than happy to respond and help out any way I can.
Well, it's been my honor to do this with
you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Make sure you're done. Did you give your letter?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. Once I send the meeting notes over,
yep,
I told her that I would send the meeting notes first, and then I would resign after.
Okay.
So.
You feel like you lost 50 pounds.
Yeah. Actually, I'll be like a little piece
no
of...
No longer in the...
No, I'm
no
still here.
In the crosshairs.
I'm still here. Yeah.
No longer in the crosshairs.
You might still see that blue truck down at the field. Maybe not so much in the spring, but in the fall. That's the biggest thing. It's just because the spring is going to be really difficult for me. Last year, I kind of felt like I let baseball down a little bit with trying to do AAU and baseball. And just, it's a lot, so.
It's a stretch.
You did well.
I agree that it's been good to work with him. I just like to formally put that in.
He should come back.
Yeah. Like I said, I got a boy in kindergarten, so I'll be here for a while. Give some other people some opportunities to vote. I don't need a vote. I'm just here to help coach and do whatever anyone tells me to do.
So if you're stepping down after today, Nick, that leaves these three, and then no one else comes on until town meeting.
Right, which will be the first Tuesday of March.
Gotcha.
Pretty much all I got is it's coming to an end February 22nd, I think, is our last game. We'll do one last practice after that to hand out the plaques to sixth graders and any certificates and coaches' awards.
Yep, and we're still, the plan was give all the coaches the basketball so the kids can sign it.
Yep.
Minutes
from 12:20.
This is in December 18th. Or did I put that down there or something?
Oh, no, I messed that up. That's my fault. So
okay.
18th is the 20th, what should have been the 20th. Because Melissa put that actually on there for us to do that. So every time we have a meeting, it's very important that we do put on there that we finalize the minutes or approve the minutes from previous. I know sometimes at the beginning we kind of like drop the ball on that a little bit, but that's an important thing.
We can try and make sure it just goes to the top of the agenda. I feel like most of the time it's at the top. So.
Yeah, it's usually the first thing. Yeah.
I've been through them all. I approve. You want to read through it at all, Trevor?
I
I do have all these I want to leave you. This will
feel
be the,
good about it?
Yeah. This will be the treasurer's responsibility, but this is the pay orders, as you guys have already known. You just, you know, fill it out, people sign it, you gotta attach a receipt with it. If you need any more, the town clerk has it. She'll print you off any that you need. If you have any questions going forward, can't get a hold of me or something, or any need a quick answer, you can always reach out to Melissa. She'll help you out anyway. She always has with me. So you got a pay order. I only got one here, and then I got a few registration forms, which is pretty much just registration fee and fundraisers. So whatever you write down here, I always just circle what it was. If it's basketball registrations, you circle registrations. If it was like the sponsorship thing, you circle fundraiser, and you just hand that in with any checks or money that you have to Melissa. I also did leave just a basketball registration on what we did this last time. Just any ideas, if you guys need any ideas for baseball or something. Mm-hmm. And then it also has these forms here on the back that I used to print off, which you can find on the town website right underneath the sports committee. I would print these off and hand them out to all the parents at practices for medical and things like that. We used to have the kids sign a code of conduct form, but what I've found is the school doesn't stick by the code of conduct. So it's, to me, my opinion is it's a waste of time, because all that's on there on the code of conduct is that you'll be good in school and that you'll show up to class, and if you get suspended or if you get expelled, that you can't play sports. But the school will not tell you anything. Like, if a kid gets suspended, they ain't going to tell you because of code of conduct. So
I don't know. Oh yeah, they do.
I got a kid that isn't allowed to play mini metro anymore because he was suspended too many times. So, yeah, it's good to have a code of conduct for a team if it's for your own team, because like if you have a player that's throwing chairs when he gets subbed out and has a really bad attitude and swearing and threatening other kids, then you can go back to that code of conduct and be like, "You sign this. You can't play by threatening kids and other things like that."
Sounds like you got a kid.
I had one. Yeah. Like I said, he's no longer on mini metro.
As far as
4 years, that's the only issue I've ever had. That was brutal.
As far as the minutes, I just wanted to bring up that when we made the decision, we were all in favor of not paying for them. I know that now that we know that however you word it is your vote. We were all opposed at that point.
What do you mean?
We had the conversation. Here it says, Nick Motion, we get the girls 5 and 6 jerseys this year. Dan second in motion, Christina and Trevor vote opposed. We had all had a conversation. We were all on the same page.
Well, but we didn't, because I kind of felt like a little pressure on some sides and things. Like, to me, like I said to them while they were here at that meeting, before that meeting, I even said that I felt I was at fault by not looking at those jerseys. And to me, I also said that it's not like we had the money. It's not a huge deal if we just reimbursed it or if we just paid for those jerseys. Like, I honestly felt like it wasn't really that big of a deal if we did just buy them jerseys. Like, that was my opinion on it. And I even talked to Trevor. I called Christina the day before we even went to the select board meeting, and I asked her if she wanted me to call you and talk to you about it, or if she wanted to have that discussion with you. That's just was my opinion. Like, I felt like, looking at it at their point of view, that it, to me, not everybody else's, it did look bad on us. And I did say that night when they were here, that I really did think that. I don't have a girl. I don't have that, but it did look
bad. I just know when we made this vote, we were all in favor.
Well, but that's why I said in that meeting that I would like to change it to I would like to do it, because I never voted no on it. Like, I'm going to stick to my ground on that. I really didn't feel like that it was a big deal if we just bought those jerseys.
Understood.
speaking of voting, and this is just me learning more about how you guys work and how the committee works and stuff. If you vote on something and you decide you didn't like the way you voted or whatever, Christina mentioned something about the new jerseys every year and that she didn't really like that she voted yes.
That I'd made the motion. But
okay.
Yes, I think, I don't know if they're interchangeable, like if it's different, if somebody makes a motion and wants to withdraw it versus if somebody wants to withdraw a vote.
Well, whatever. Is it something that you guys can do to revote on an issue?
You'd have to motion, you'd have a discussion, and like if someone said, well, I don't really feel like I should have voted for that, can we revote and like have a discussion on not doing that? But if you still have three committee members that say yes and that one person that didn't feel that way say no, then it's the majority of the
sure
vote.
Sure, no, I understand. I didn't know if it was a thing that you know if you like voted and that's freaking
no, I think you can have a discussion
definitely
and
at any point in time anybody can call a motion too. You know, anybody can be like, I make a motion. Normally it's in conversation to the agenda items or whatever.
So that's what Melissa said too. If like say if someone motions something that for something and you don't agree with it, or say the other three members don't agree with it, you wouldn't second it. So then it's dead on.
Yeah,
right.
Course.
Yes.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. You can also abstain from a vote. You can say, you know, and I think I just recently read or found out too that it doesn't actually have to be listed who voted necessarily for what. It just has to say if the motion carried or failed.
Right.
It has
right.
to
yeah.
say if it went through or not. So that was good to know too, because I'm always like writing out how every single person.
Yeah,
you can just be like motion carried.
Well, and there's a lot of stuff too that's just missed with the conversations in the meeting minutes and other things like that too. Like there's a lot of us just talking in general. So.
Well, yeah, you would. If you had
it would
a,
be forever.
If you wrote everything down, it'd be.
Oh no!
Page.
Exactly.
You couldn't write everything
not
down.
10 pages long, but that's why it's good that we do have this recording. Like I like the recording.
Like you were, I think you were asking, like, could you make the same motion again, like the same exact motion, like, oh, I motion to buy 13 more jerseys,
yeah.
Or could you change it to I motion to reimburse parents for those jerseys?
Yeah, you can pretty much make a motion on what you want, and it depends on if someone's going to second it,
right.
And then they're going to vote on it. Yeah. Which the only thing is I'm. So if it's a four-person even number committee, and it's a draw,
right.
How would that work?
Select
just,
board decides.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's how it goes.
Okay. Never really looked into that. So yeah.
It can't be at a standstill here. So who would make the decision?
Or would it be a revote, like at a next meeting?
The,
you know what I mean?
Don't mind if it's just a draw
right.
every time.
Right.
To me, it makes sense that it would go to the select board, who's kind of like
yeah.
they appoint the members. They.
Are there bylaws on how this committee? That spells all that stuff out, or is it just
so I will say they no, well, not really. So the town clerk, I printed them, I forgot them at home, but the town clerk was talking about it, and assistant town clerk. It's not very cut and dry.
Right.
It's very
so
like.
Is,
well, that's
but
what
there
I'm,
is none.
Yeah. Okay.
There's rules, but there isn't really a lot of specifics on a lot of stuff. So, because they were saying that they were looking through and they're kind of like, it's kind of weird, not really. Sure either.
Well, I don't think anybody expects to be too overly complicated for parents to play.
No, I get it, but
it's a good reference.
In most, like you said, you served on committees, I'm on a few. If you, you know, you have to have, in certain things, especially on voting, you have to have kind of cut and dry.
Right.
If you do have a split vote, which with an even number of members, that
pretty,
is possible.
Yeah.
You need to know. To be
right.
Clear with
what, how does
the
it, does the
vote.
Select board do it?
Select
or
board,
we, right.
You know,
revote
in the next meeting. You know, whatever it is, it should be. So when there are concerned parents after a vote and say, "Well, how come this didn't pass? Well, it was a draw. Well, where do we go from here?" You
yeah,
know, so
I,
that people
yeah,
have.
I should definitely.
It def- yeah, that's a question for.
I think everyone's grown up enough that they can talk about it, put their own words into it, like you told me after. You know.
But at the same time,
you
I think it's like
feelings.
What Bryce is saying is that at the end of the day, that it's like we should really get that answer for so we know going
right,
forward
right.
who is it going to
so
come from.
Exactly
but if the select board says it, or does.
As far as in the meeting, you can literally just re-vote it, you know.
Yeah.
If you're in the heat of the moment and you say, well, hey, you know, I don't really mind if we get those jerseys.
Yeah.
Everyone else can change their favor.
Yeah, but yeah, you can motion anything at any time.
Right, right. That's
want.
What I mean.
Yeah.
In the talk of it, I mean, you can do whatever. You don't have
I
to
think
do it
technically
until it's done voting.
The select board told us that night that Christina and I was here for that select board meeting that really in the minutes that really you don't have to put anything in there.
Right.
Only motions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's what I remember hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so.
What were you like to
the transparency.
Yeah.
So about these minutes.
I approve.
Making a motion.
I make a motion to approve the minute.
You're making a motion?
I guess.
I second
it.
I'll motion it. Second it, whatever you need me to do.
Which one?
Nick.
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
Is it seconded?
Yes.
My last motion. Real quick, the town clerk won't, she's on vacation starting tomorrow and won't be back until not next week, but the following week. So if you guys do have any questions for her, it would be best to reach out to her, not next week, but the week after. The assistant town clerk can try to help, but I would suggest to maybe try to wait for
us. All in favor of approving the minutes?
So a blue sombrero, is that something that you're gonna?
I'll set, Melissa's not in.
Right. Which is just getting account information, right?
Yeah.
And Leslie might be able to help
you
out.
Yeah, I mean, she does do that.
Right, she does all the finances, so she might be able to help you out with that one.
Yes. Motion, anything else? Is there any other? Somebody want to make a motion to?
Motion then.
Yep. Adjourn.
Whoever makes a motion to adjourn, 7:27, is it?